I think about. Oh, there we go.
Hey, thanks, John.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Will and his buddies, they did a roof today, and what normally takes about 45 minutes, they were there for 3 hours. Four guys were 3 hours.
Just because it's such heavy, heavy
and wet, and when you put it down on the ground, then you have to clear out the pathways, and it was just it, and then it compacted when it hit the ground.
Yeah.
So you'll see around your house anything that came off the house.
Right.
Just compacts, just, and you gotta almost like use a spade to like your spade shovel to move
it.
Right. So
that's crazy. But yeah, but looking at the long range forecast, I mean, obviously looking at like the Weather Channel or whatever, it looks like it's gonna be mild for a couple of days, and then we're going into kind of a little bit of a deep freeze. Looks, you know, like you hit the February and you hit like the high of 16, you know, that kind of that stuff.
We haven't had that yet this year.
No, we haven't.
It's been a pretty mild winter.
Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining about at all.
Right. For the ice fishermen though, like the Wolfboro Bay is not frozen, correct?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
It looked like it was all open water to me.
And I had read it. I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but they the landing strip for the plane in Alton.
They shut that down.
Yeah, they're not doing it this year.
I didn't even know if it was open, but yeah, they're not doing it because it's too late. Cause that was always fun. You ever go down there to see that?
Yeah. No, that's good.
Years ago, went down for their like winter carnival, and it's always fun to see people land the planes on the lake, but not this year.
No. I'm okay with the mild winter.
I am too. I agree with you. I suspect there are some crazy people on Lake Winnipesaukee that probably still have their boats that are cruising here and there.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. I mean, there's certainly, if you even if you just drive down downtown, you could look on Wolfboro. I mean, it's not frozen.
Yeah.
It's no, John, it's have you had a chance to go out? Have you looked?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I suspect the Broads are not frozen. So
probably not.
Yeah.
Well, probably not. You ready to get started? We got a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about.
All right. Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread, a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you are there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive 20% off your gingy box. Also want to remind everybody that Mike and the Haas is on Spotify. Just search on Spotify, Mike and the Haas, and you're going to find every one of our episodes there from WASR.
Yeah, listen for when we were not very good to now when we're just a little bit better.
We're about the same.
Good point. That's
we haven't changed that much.
Very true. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Opening Takes brought to you by Hancock Lumber.
For all your building supply needs.
I think we're kind of piggybacking on each other on this one. And I didn't look at.
I don't know if we're piggybacking. Well, I obviously like to do a little research when you have your opening takes. I'm surprised you haven't. I mean, you might. I just said it, so you don't have to say it. That I have some stuff written down here, and I'm looking forward to talking about your opening take.
I am not enjoying doing this on my phone. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Scott Rowland was the only inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Yes. And he's heading to Cooperstown.
Scott Rowland was a Philadelphia Philly and a St. Louis Cardinal.
Yep.
And I've been pretty consistent in terms of my feelings about Hall of Fame players is that they should pass the eye test, and it's either yes or no. You know, when you see a name, you should be able to, in yourself, if you're a baseball person, and I consider myself a baseball person.
Absolutely.
That Hall of Famer, not Hall of Famer. And I knew that Scott Rowland was on the ballot. I knew he had a good career. Mm-hmm. But
a long career.
A long career.
Yep.
But he wasn't an automatic for me. He wasn't. And now, I would also say that pretty much all of the players that were on there this year weren't really automatics for me either.
Right.
There wasn't a Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, Derek Jeter. Mariano Rivera.
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz. Well, yes. I mean, yeah, as a Boston fan, David Ortiz is an automatic.
Yeah.
But I don't know if nationally David Ortiz is an automatic because of the DH position.
George Brett. Automatic.
We're only not choosing your favorite players.
Well, he is my favorite player.
Ted Williams, automatic. Yeah. Babe Ruth, automatic.
Yeah.
I mean, these are...
Yeah. Tris Speaker, automatic.
Steroids excluded, Roger Clemens, automatic. Pedro Martinez, automatic. When you hear the name, you're just like, Hall of Famer.
Sure.
No brainer. Scott Rowland, not... I mean, if I said, no, don't try to, you know, curb points with, you know, Bernie right now.
Yes.
But if I said Scott Rowland before the Hall of Fame voting, would you have automatically said Hall of Famer?
Of course not.
Okay, so we're
yeah, we agree.
Kind of on
we
the same page as that. So I dug a little deeper, and since I've dug deeper, Scott Rowland seems to be based on his stats and his longevity, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
He is the ninth or eighth best third baseman mm-hmm. of all time
right.
in terms of WAR. And I believe in WAR. Wins yep. above replacements.
Wins above replacement. Sure.
And so, which is kind of a big deal. Ninth all time. Baseball's been around for 150 years, give or take, if you go back to the 1870s and so on.
Right.
But baseball's certainly been around. And if you are the ninth best baseball player or the eighth best baseball player at your position in terms of stats, that's right. pretty good.
Interesting thing about WAR, wins above replacement. I was looking at that as well, and I know you're going to talk about Scott Rolen, but Babe Ruth, it's something like 186.2
yeah.
is his wins
right.
above replacement.
It's a legitimate stat, if you take, which they've done, if you go, because these statisticians, that's all they do, and they could just take spreadsheets and you know, figure out the algorithm, and they can come out with the WAR.
Sure.
Everybody in the history, Ty Cobb has a WAR.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah, yeah. They all do, and you can compare them, and it's a legit stat when you're looking at the success of these baseball players.
Right.
So these are the, I'm going to call it ninth best players in terms of WAR
okay.
at their positions. I'm going to say their name, and you're going to tell me if you think they're a Hall of Famer or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them are already in there. So, I mean, Scott Rolen does qualify based on that fact. Joe Mauer. He is the yeah. ninth best catcher of all time in terms of WAR at 55.2 career.
Right. So if you're looking at a 55.2 WAR, that's not very good in comparison to WAR. Wins above replacement.
He is the ninth best
catcher
catch with in the, terms of WAR of all times.
Yeah. So my question is,
is Joe Mauer a Hall of Famer just by the Charlie Hossack eye test?
I don't think so.
Okay. Willie McCovey, first baseman.
I mean, he had a cove named after him. So, I mean, when I hear Willie McCovey, I think Hall of Famer.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I would agree with you. Roberto yeah. Alomar.
Ooh, he spits.
Charlie?
So, yes, I consider Roberto Alomar as a second baseman a Hall of Famer.
When Roberto Alomar was playing, he was as good of a second baseman as there had been. Yes, he spit
no, I know.
At an yeah, yeah. umpire or a another player. I forget what yeah. it was. An umpire or another player?
It was a player.
He was on a lot of winning teams, Roberto
sure.
Alomar.
Yeah, so I consider him.
He played a very, very good defensive second baseman, and he hit very well also. Pee Wee Reese.
You know, you hear the name because it's Pee Wee Reese, and when he played shortstop, I don't know. You would think he'd be a Hall of Famer, yes, but I don't know.
He is the ninth best shortstop.
Yeah, these are all the ninth
WAR.
Best.
These
right?
are all the ninth
of their,
best
of their positions.
Of their positions.
Yeah,
I think Pee Wee Reese is a yes. It's based on how they portrayed him in the Jackie Robinson movie.
Sure.
42. Yeah. I mean,
great movie.
He was the good teammate at that point.
Oh sure.
All right.
Scott Rowland, we know he's yep. got a 70.1 WAR,
yep.
and he's the ninth best third baseman
of all time,
and he's in the Hall of Fame.
And he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Willie Stargell.
Yes, yeah. Willie Stargell, I think, like, you think Pirates, you think yep. all that, and you just automatically go, Willie Stargell should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Richie Ashburn.
Yeah, see, this, I'm not that familiar with Richie Ashburn.
Me neither. I don't. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you if he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so I don't, so I'm going to, because I don't know who he is, I have no reaction.
Tony Gwynn.
Oh, man, yeah, Tony, oh,
of course. Of course
Tony Gwynn's
a Hall of Famer.
Unbelievable player. Yeah.
So, yeah. Based on the ninth best players at their positions in the history. Now, third base isn't generally considered an offensive position, and if you're the ninth best at that position
yeah.
in all time of baseball, yeah, Scott Rolen should be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
Can I
expand this a little bit, the Scott Rolen thing? And if you want to scroll back up to the top.
I know where you're going.
Well, no, you know where I'm going, but I just want you to look at this. So this is Scott Rolen's stats, just quickly. He has 2,077 hits. He had a career batting average of .281. He hit 316 home runs. He had 1,287 RBIs, 118 stolen bases. His on-base percentage was .364. Slugging percentage was .490. And we already know that his WAR was 70.1. This other player had 4,256 hits, a career average of .303, only 160 home runs, 1,314 RBIs, 198 stolen bases, an on-base percentage of .375, a slugging percentage of .409, and a WAR of 79.6. And that player's not in the Hall of Fame. Now, Scott Rolen, and we got, you're right, I got this from Bernie. that he started the foundation back in 99, called the Enos Forley Foundation, named after one of his dogs. And the mission of the E5 Foundation is to bring smiles to the faces of children and families who are dealing with illness, hardship, and other special needs. Scott Rolen is a stud. Not only was he a stud on the baseball field, he's a good human. All right, and I guess what I'm getting at, the other stats that I gave, as you know, is Pete Rose, but I guess what we have to look at, and I'm okay with this now, because if you look at the stats of Pete Rose versus Scott Rolen, Pete Rose has all but two of the categories significantly better than Scott Rolen. Scott Rolen's in the Hall of Fame. If character matters, and I feel like now that I'm going to have to just say that it does, that's the reason Scott Rolen is in the Hall of Fame. He's got numbers that are Hall of Fame worthy. We just went over that. Ninth best at his position. But if you look at Pete Rose's numbers, they're significantly better, but he's a dink. So I guess character does matter, is what I'm getting at.
Yes, I think character does matter. I don't think Scott Rolen's in the Hall of Fame because of the Enos Forley Foundation.
I don't think so either. I was just adding that in there because Bernie had mentioned that, but that's just something to show you that this guy is of high character as a human being. So not only is he a good baseball player, if not maybe people would argue a great baseball player, he's an even better human.
I don't disagree with you, but I disagree with you in the fact that that's not the reason why Scott Rolen or these Hall of Famers are in there. They don't have to have a foundation outside. They just don't have to be a dink outside or cheat or do steroids or bet on baseball. Mm-hmm. It's the nefarious things that you do outside of it.
I know we're not going to beat this to death, although you're probably thinking we are.
There are enough
players in the Hall of Fame that did awful things that are not good humans. So I understand. I don't want to beat the Pete Rose thing to death. I understand the betting piece, but you know we can look at Ty Cobb, right? Potential that he was a racist. You know, different things like that. So there are a bunch of angels in the Hall of Fame. Scott Rolen happens to be an angel because of the work that he did off the field as well as on the field. So what I'm saying...
But he's in the Hall of Fame because he's the ninth best player at third base
right,
of all time.
Right, but then you're not helping... I mean, you're actually... Then you might be agreeing with me. So then Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame because he has a better everything except for two categories than Scott Rolen.
No, Scott Rolen did not partake in nefarious stuff outside of the field of play.
But what I'm saying is someone like Ty Cobb did or Babe Ruth did, and they're still in the Hall of Fame. I'm not trying to take anything from Scott Rolen. He deserves to be there.
Well, let's leave it at that then.
Okay.
We'll be right back. When looking for a sub in town, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro. For some of the most tasty subs in town, you have to try the Full Belly Deli. Hey, Charlie, do you know about the Thanks for Giving Fridays?
I sure do. Thanks for Giving. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and mayo on a grilled homemade white bread. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955. And don't forget to tell them Mike and the Haas sent you. Going on a trip? Start your travels with less stress.
JCN Shuttle offers transportation to and from all local and regional airports, concert venues, sporting events, and will even take you to the casino.
Need to get your car to Florida? JCN Shuttle features long-haul vehicle transport to anywhere in the continental United States.
JCN Shuttle is locally owned and operated and fully insured.
They are currently offering a 10% discount off the purchase of any gift certificate.
Give JCN Shuttle a call at 603-515-1894 or visit jcnshuttle.com.
JCN Shuttle will take you anywhere at any time.
Let them do the driving so you don't have to. Hancock Lumber, in business for nearly 175 years, is a seventh-generation integrated forest products company who is passionate about its people-first and values-driven culture. Team Hancock is a multi-year recipient of the Best Place to Work in Maine Award. Hancock's 11 existing lumber yards, truss and wall panel manufacturing facilities, timberlands, 9 kitchen design showrooms, and 3 sawmills will provide their new team with an additional set of manufacturing and distribution resources. These resources are in addition to the existing product and service offerings catering to the community's high-end residential contractors and subcontractors.
Hancock Lumber is now online with online shopping, product visualizer tools, and an enhanced account dashboard. It's never been easier to stay connected to Team Hancock's products and services. Our website overhaul, including important company information, weekly blog updates, online quoting, and more, is available at your fingertips 24/7.
Visit Hancock Lumber in Wolfboro today or go to hancocklumber.com for all your building supply needs. All right, welcome back to Mike and the Hoss on WASR Radio. We're going to continue our opening takes brought to you by Hancock Lumber.
For all your building supply needs. So, Mike, and you just asked me off air, we're really going to go there. And it just, we have to go there. I just want to know what's going on with Damar Hamlin. And you've seen there are conspiracy theorists out there. We know that, you know, he suffered cardiac arrest and that he was hospitalized. And then all of a sudden he showed up at the game last weekend, at the divisional playoff game, yeah, and we saw him up
two weeks after.
We saw him up in a suite, and he gave them, you know, the I love you sign, and he raised his hands, and we couldn't see his face, and then more media coverage, you know, it showed him getting driven into the by the locker room on a golf cart, and his face was covered and he had a hood on and nobody could see his face. So there are people out there, I'm not one of them, Mike, just so you know, there are people out there saying that this really wasn't Damar Hamlin, that Damar Hamlin did not actually go to Orchard Park and go to the Bills game, that the NFL is covering up possibly that Damar Hamlin is really critical and still in the hospital, the possibility that Damar Hamlin actually never made it, that he passed away. So there are all these conspiracy theories out there, and the Twitterverse that I know that the two of us are on are filled with all sorts of things. You know, has Vince McMahon taken over the NFL and is writing storylines for Damar Hamlin and the Bills? If Damar Hamlin really did go into the locker room, why aren't we seeing photos of him with players? You know, why aren't his teammates, you know, why weren't they talking about it? Why weren't they, you know, super excited about it? Josh Allen in an interview. Did you see the interview with Josh Allen? I mean, even Josh Allen doubted a little bit. It was really weird. And then he came back and recanted later in the interview. But there's just all sorts of craziness going around this whole thing. What are your thoughts?
I mean, as you say all those things, it's like, yeah, I think it's weird that he wouldn't have spoken to his teammates. He wouldn't have gone in the locker room, and that the only vision that anybody really had of him was up in the booth. I'm so tired of conspiracy theorists, though.
Oh,
that
sure, yeah.
It's, you know, when I first read it, I was like, seriously, is this where we're going?
They went there.
There's no news anymore. There's no facts.
Right.
There's no facts. Everybody has a slant on something, and I'm not saying this as a knock to you, I just given this thing airtime. I didn't when I read it this morning. I said to myself that we're not going to talk about this, are we?
No, and I want it. It's one of those things, Mike. I wanted to give it airtime because everybody's talking about it.
But if you look at how Buffalo played, if you look at you would assume that they would know. They're his friends. They're his family.
Right. Well, that's
that they
the
would know what's
how
going on.
How Buffalo played? Did they play so poorly because they had tragic news?
But you got to figure there's probably 150 people in an NFL organization between equipment managers and all those guys.
I would say even more, probably.
Okay, maybe more.
Yeah,
every one of them is keeping it secret.
Right. It's of course not. I mean, it's crazy to think about. So I just, you know, they're obviously, you've seen tweets about it. You know, they're talking about the latest one I just saw coming in is that, why would the ambulance wait after, you know, he had received CPR for 9 minutes? Why would an ambulance wait for his mother to come out of the stands to hop in the back? You saw that, right?
That one, and that you know, if he was in so critical condition, why weren't the lights on when he left the stadium?
Right. And how was he able to, after, you know, having had CPR, and, you know, people are saying, well, ribs would be broken and cartilage would be torn, how could he raise his hands, like, in the, you know, in the pump up the crowd type thing? So I'm just saying, it's out there, and I had to give it some airtime, Mike, because I've been following it. And here's another thing. Obviously, we don't live in Buffalo, and I don't know what the Buffalo media is saying, but according to Twitterverse, the Buffalo media is pretty hush, not saying anything about Damar Hamlin.
I think that the Buffalo media and the Buffalo people, and I apologize out there to Bernie ahead of time, but
Bills Mafia
are looking for an excuse for why they played such a horrific game the other day. And we'll talk about the game a little bit later, but they laid an egg, and the only thing that they could think of, why did we lay an egg? Oh, maybe it was because Damar, and then it just started spinning.
And then the conspiracy theorists came out, all the crazies with their tinfoil hats.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we did it. We don't have to do it anymore.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine, Charlie. I cannot imagine that they have an imposter. You ever seen the movie Dave?
Yes, I have seen
good
Dave.
Movie, actually.
Yeah.
Well, he stood in for the president for like months.
Yeah.
Because he was a lookalike. That there's an imposter of DeMar
they
Hamlin.
They have that, and then they have also reference, you know, Weekend at Bernie's and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
You know,
I don't think so. I think conspiracy theory is one of the reasons why we're bringing down our society, social media being, but I think those are tied into each other, too.
Oh, they're interconnected. Want to talk a little Kingswood Sports?
Yeah, we're still looking for a sponsor for Kingswood Sports, so if you are interested in your business out there, we can work something out. I just have to reach out to John or Mike or Charlie at WASR Radio, 603-569-5236.
Okay, I'll try it. 603-569-5253.
Yes. 603-569 Lake.
We don't have any callers because Mike gives out someone else's number.
Some poor person's out there trying to answer sports questions.
And speaking of that, Mike, anybody can join our show at any time, 603-569-5253. And we do have trivia coming up a little bit later.
I think 5326 used to be an old phone number for me. Okay. I think that's why I'm crossing. Yeah. It's not like I haven't been doing the show for 5 or 6 years now. So
I hear you.
All right. Once you take care of the female.
Sure. Our female athlete of the week is from our unified basketball team and is Joy Peterson. Coach Downey shares that Joy has demonstrated awesome leadership on and off the court this season. Joy has also been instrumental in putting the ball in the bucket as part of the unified team's offensive attack. Great job to Joy Peterson.
The male athlete of the week is Nate Kloos from boys ice hockey. Nate has proven to be a very steady performer on the boys hockey team, being a freshman. Friggin' phone. Being a freshman does not factor into his game at all. He goes into the corners with anyone to battle for pucks. I see what you're talking about scrolling.
Yes.
And is leading shot blocker on the team. He's cool under pressure and communicates well with his defensive partner. His effort is not only recognized by the coaches, but also by his teammates and opposing coaches. Great work, Nate.
Awesome. So great work to Nate Kloos and Joy Peterson, athletes of the week.
So Kingswood Sports, boys basketball is 4-4. They currently are the 11th seed out of 20 teams, so they're in the playoffs
now. Yes, they are. Absolutely.
So it looks like, based on that rule, 14 teams are going to make the playoffs in D2.
Yep.
They have big games. You had mentioned last show that they have the tougher part of their schedule coming up.
Yes. So they got home and away, Mike.
Against Kennett.
Yeah. So they're away.
Starting tonight.
Excuse me. They're away and home. Yeah. So they're away tonight at Kennett this evening, and then they're home tomorrow night against Kennett.
Girls basketball is still looking for their first win. They are at Kennett tomorrow evening. Girls hockey also looking for their first win. They are at Lebanon Stevens on Saturday evening. We were just there last week. Lebanon Stevens Kearsarge. Yep. Although when we play them, it's Lebanon Stevens Mount Royal, I believe.
Yeah, Mount Royal.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
We were just the other day. Before we get to the boys hockey, the girls hockey team allowed middle schoolers to come out and younger kids to come out and skate with them. There's some really, really good young ladies that are playing hockey.
Oh, that's great. So,
you know, whether they come to Kingswood or not,
I was going to say the future of the program looks well as long as Kingswood can keep them.
That's right. Yeah. But there are some really talented hockey players in middle school.
That's great.
Girl hockey and players. Female hockey players.
Yeah, give a shout out to the ladies hockey team player, Sarah Paraskos. Sarah Paraskos has really the only night it's been putting the puck in the net. So it's nice to see her out there. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Boys hockey team, we are playing tonight against John Stark. We're 2 wins in a row. I have predicted that we are going to run the table.
I like your prediction.
For the rest of the regular season anyway. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. But I think we're starting to play where we are starting to show a lot of depth right now, and which is good. We have a game against John Stark tonight. And, you know, obviously every game is difficult, and the boys have to show up.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, we talked about this before the show, you're actually getting an opportunity to practice. You're not traveling over to Laconia anymore.
Yeah. The snow has kind of affected it. But we were practicing once or twice a week traveling to Laconia for the first month of the season. It puts us a month behind. I don't care what anybody says. It puts us a month behind. Our legs aren't quite the same as the other teams.
Right.
And we saw that as the games wore on, that some of our top players were tiring out because they didn't have the legs that they needed to go the whole 45 minutes.
Sure.
But we're starting to get our legs underneath them. We're starting to get a little bit more in tune. Coach Potenza has us moving in the right direction. So, I think we're not perfect. By far, we are not perfect. We have to work hard to win games.
Right.
But I think that we have enough players right now that we could do that.
Yeah, and you have a very large bench. You're usually always dressed 20. And you have a team of, do you have a team like 23, 26? 26. So,
26 kids.
So you have a really, I guess you could say, a deep bench.
We have a deep bench. And there is a real competition for those last three or four spots, mm-hmm. That dress. And, you know, it's how you work in practice and what you show in the games before.
Sure.
And if you're going to dress.
And the last couple of games that I've obviously worked, Coach Potenza and the coaching staff, you guys have all those kids touched the ice,
yeah.
which was really nice to see. And you were telling me the other day at the away game that you know, the first line or two actually got to sit so that the other players could actually get some ice time.
So in the third period, I guess Lebanon, I think it was this past Saturday.
Yeah,
we sat our top two lines in the third period,
mm-hmm. Which is great to get those kids experience.
Yeah, so. No, it's good. We're certainly moving in the right direction, and good things are coming. So we're home tonight against John Stark, so come to the Pop. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to the new Pop yet, and if you want to contribute, it's popwhalenarena.org.
That's right. Friends of Pop Whalen.
Friends of Pop Whalen. Yep. And so they're still looking for it. The construction's still going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the locker rooms, but the ice inside the rink is pretty much done. Banners are up. I don't know if the new scoreboard's there yet. I'm curious about that.
You'll have to let me know because I know that. We're gonna have scoreboards on both ends of the ice and a new control panel.
So it's there's a lot of exciting things happening over there. You know, this was a day off from school for the kids, so hopefully they're all rested up and they're gonna be loud tonight and get things going.
Absolutely. And you guys are also home on Saturday.
Home on Saturday.
Yeah, so you have two opportunities, tonight at the Pop and on Saturday to watch the boys play.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes for some trivia.
Hey, this is Charlie Hossack from Mike and the Hoss. Whether you're an Olympic athlete, weekend warrior, or just plain old like me, you should visit Seacoast Spine and Sports Injury Clinic. They have locations in Portsmouth, Hampton, and Alton, New Hampshire. The clinic has received numerous awards such as Best of Seacoast and Best of New Hampshire, and they accept most major health insurances. The clinic provides chiropractic sports medicine, routine chiropractic care, physical therapy, and naturopathic medicine. My family and I have been regular patients at the Seacoast Spine and Sports Clinic for the past 6 years and highly recommend them for all of your health care needs. Check them out on the web at seacoastsportsinjuries.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306. Or Verani.com.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss at yumyumshot.com. All right, welcome back to Mike and the Hoss. I think we, Coach Potenza was calling me, and then I think we just realized why he's calling me.
Yes, I think you, because
I'm going to be the voice of the Knights tonight.
You're going to be the voice of the coaching. I'm not going to be able to be at the hockey game tonight, so you're going to maybe do the introductions, which is going to be exciting. You love that. You're really good at that. You got a great voice, Mike.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's time for trivia brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. Charlie, what are they going to do?
All they have to do is call in 603-569-5253 or 603-569-LAKE, and they are going to give us the correct answer on air to the trivia question. And then once they give us the correct answer, we will send you off air with John, and he'll get your name, and that's all we need is your name, and we'll give your name to the people at the Full Belly Deli, and you can head down there and get yourself a delicious sandwich for lunch or dinner.
Nice.
So, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This NFL quarterback had a perfect 37-0 record on Saturday before losing last week during the NFL divisional round. The record includes his high school, college, and NFL games played. And if you're still not sure who this QB is, he likes to celebrate game day victories at the Waffle House. So once again, this NFL quarterback had a perfect 37-0 record on Saturday before losing last week during NFL divisional round. So Saturdays, this guy was undefeated until last week. If you know the quarterback, 603-569-5253. And here's a cool thing, Mike, at least for me. I'm becoming a fan of this dude. I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. I think he's Jacksonville, I think, is for real. And I think he is a...
I don't realize you needed to continue to give more hints.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know who else liked to celebrate at the Waffle House?
Who likes to celebrate at the Waffle House?
Tin Cup.
No way.
Yes.
Are you kidding
Tin Cup used to, when he would win a tournament, he would bring his people to the Waffle House.
Have you been to the Waffle House?
Yeah, I've been to a Waffle House.
Yeah, I do like a Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah. I like closing up my arteries and because that's basically what ends up happening. That's, we got a phone call.
We have a phone call. Let's see.
Hello, you're calling Mike and the Hoss. Can you hear us?
We're getting there.
Hello, you're calling Mike and the Hoss. Can you hear us?
Are you there, caller? Oh.
Hello?
Hey, you're calling WASR, Mike and the Hoss. Are you there?
Okay.
If you can still hear us, give us a call, 603-569-5253.
We're still working. Oh.
John is picking up the regular phone.
Nope, they're gone.
All right. Give us a call back. Nobody has called yet to answer the trivia question. This NFL QB had a perfect 37-0 record on Saturdays before losing last week in the NFL divisional round.
What are we doing here? So we're gonna talk Patriots. I guess we can talk some Patriots.
Yeah.
They were certainly in the news this week.
There's some positive news for the Patriots, Mike.
They hired Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator. Yep. It seems that Joe Judge and Matt Patricia are no longer part of the organization.
Right.
Here we go.
We're gonna try again. Let's do this. All right, John's getting excited. Here we go.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. You're calling Mike and the Hoss. We're still working out the phone.
We're still working. Sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Caller. You keep calling. Oh, can you hear us? Hello, caller? Are you there?
No.
No. Give us a call back one more time. Sorry. 603-569-5253. John, maybe this time, why don't you just answer the call?
Just to find out what their answer is.
We'll do it that way. All right. Don't give up on us, caller. 603-569-5253. So the Patriots, Mike, they hired Bill O'Brien as offensive coordinator, came from Alabama. Obviously, he's been a coach with the Patriots in the past. And you were saying Patricia and Joe Judge are taking a backseat.
I think backseat might be generous. I think they might be completely out of the organization, which I'm not sure. And you and I talked about this about a month ago. Who's at fault in this whole experiment thing that Bill did? Yeah, Bill put in these guys, their defensive coaches or special teams coaches, into offensive roles.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought it would work.
Right.
I mean, the media, Mike and Otto, you name it.
No one.
Nobody
yeah.
thought it would work. And I was just wondering, was it, I'm going to keep talking until we know here. You ready, John? Hello, you're calling Mike and the Hoss.
Hey, it is Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is correct. Way to go!
You're right. Hey, have you been to a Waffle House?
No, I've never been to a Waffle House. Only IHOP.
Oh, okay, IHOP's good, but if you ever get the opportunity to go to a Waffle House, it's they're exceptional. So,
oh, all right.
And of course, if Trevor Lawrence is going to a Waffle House, then everybody wants to go to a Waffle House.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna stay on the line, and John is going to take down your information, and then you're going to head down to the Full Belly Deli and just give your name, and there will be a gift card lunch waiting for you down there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All right. So getting back to Bill O'Brien. Did Patricia jump in there? A serious question. Did he go to Bill and say, hey, Bill, I can run the offense?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So I think the person to blame in this whole thing is Bill, right? We're going to blame Bill.
Ultimately, it's Bill.
It's going to be Bill's fault.
But did Patricia or Joe Judge sell themselves So this is what I want to know. So the three of them are sitting in the room, all right?
Yeah.
And Bill's like, I really need an offensive coordinator. What do you guys think I should do? And, you know, so they don't say anything. And then does Bill say, I think you guys can handle this, and I'd like you to do it. And they're like, I don't know. And he said, no, I think you guys can do it. Or I need an offensive coordinator. And, Bill, we can do this. Yeah. So, any coach can coach. We can coach. We got this.
Yeah. So I think Matt and Joe wanted the job. They needed the job, right? And I think they convinced Bill, we got this. We can do it. Look at that. I mean, look at all the success we've had in the past. You know, I've watched Josh McDaniels. I know what he does. We used to communicate. I can run an offense. They sold themselves.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So if they sold themselves, then I think that it's perfectly okay for Bill to boot them out of town.
Yes.
Yeah. Friend or no friend,
right?
Get out of town. You sold me. You applied for a job that you were not qualified for,
and you
were a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's the other way around, and that Bill convinced them to do it, and now Bill's kicking them to the curb.
So I think, Mike, if Bill convinced them to do it, I think Bill has to give them some role in the organization.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he can just if it was Bill's fault, straight up Bill's fault, and they didn't convince Bill, then he needs to give him some job.
You know where I don't want to see them? Anywhere near Mac Jones, anywhere near the offense, anywhere near the sidelines during the games.
Put him up in a suite. Put him up there.
So I don't know if you were on Twitter today or if you one of the Boston papers came up with an in-depth expose about what the dysfunction that was actually happening in there. And Belichick turned on Judge during the year. The players turned on Judge during the year. Mm. Apparently, he was, during practices, he was yelling at wide receivers and he was yelling at all the offensive positions because he knows.
Because he's such an offensive guru.
So yeah. It didn't go well. I still don't understand why a change wasn't made in the middle of the year.
Right.
It was a throwaway season. And that's it. What it comes down to is a throwaway season.
And we've talked about this before. They won more games than we predicted, and they were inches from making the playoffs.
Yes, inches. So. Yeah, that's accurate. They were inches from making the playoffs. They were a couple punt returns away from making kickoff returns from making the playoffs.
Exactly.
It's just now this is a concern of mine that everybody now that Bill O'Brien's in the fold, there's like, oh, we're a playoff team. We're done.
No.
He's going to fix all the ills.
No.
He's a good coach. He's a good offensive coach. I liked when he was with the Patriots earlier. Now, mind you, he had Brady.
Right.
So, there's
kind of goes back to everybody. Tom Brady.
Generally, anybody who has Brady is an offensive genius.
Yeah.
But the Patriots, the wins that they had were all against backup quarterbacks.
Right.
It wasn't the offense that held them back. It was the defense that really kind of held them back because the defense, when they played against starting quarterbacks, they gave up 30.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill O'Brien needs to come in here and be thinking, I got to average like 30 with this defense that we have.
Yeah.
Now, you know who's you read the stuff about the Shrine game?
Yes. Yes.
The Patriots are coaching the Shrine game.
Right.
You know who's not there?
Matt Patricia.
And?
Joe Judge.
And Steve Belichick.
Oh, Steve Belichick.
So I don't know if there's something going on there either. Because Gerard Mayo is... He's been interviewing.
Yes.
He's been doing the interviews for their offensive staff.
He's been sitting in with Bill. Yeah.
Which used to be Matt Patricia's job.
Right. Right.
And is he now the defensive coordinator? Did they give him the title defensive coordinator?
Right. And is he possibly heir apparent too when Bill finally exits
stage left? Or is it Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, you never know with that. But I would love to see Gerard Mayo personally.
I'd be happy with either one of them.
Yeah.
You know who I don't want to see?
Yeah, Steve Belichick.
Steve Belichick, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge. Those three I don't want to see. I'll take all the other guys.
Right.
I don't want to see those guys.
Is Mac Jones going to be QB1 under Bill O'Brien, or are the Patriots going to get a quarterback? And I'm not pushing this Tom Brady thing anymore. I've moved on from that for right now.
Why,
but are they going to?
Why it came up again.
I know. And I know it came up with Devin McCourty. Devin McCourty saying,
yes.
come back, and I'll come back.
Yes.
I love Devin McCourty. I mean, he bleeds Patriots. But, yeah. But I'm just saying, let's put Tom Brady to the side because you know me very well that I would just go crazy if Tom came back. But are they going to try to shop around and get a different quarterback?
I don't think so because, I mean, if they can upgrade, they will. But Aaron Rodgers, I don't want any part of him. I don't think he's going to come to town.
I don't think he would come.
I don't want. Why would you want a 39 or 40 year old right. at this point? Unless he's Brady.
If you're going to get a 40 something year old, you're going to get Tom Brady.
You might as well get Brady.
Yeah.
Derek Carr. I think Mac Jones is better than a Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo. It's.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think San Francisco has any need for Jimmy Garoppolo anymore.
No, he's on the roster.
I understand that, but I mean Brock Purdy's doing quite well.
But I think that he's about the same as Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't have Mac, let's say that Mac went down with an injury, then I'd say yeah, bring in Garoppolo. That makes sense. But you have a guy on the third year of his rookie contract. He has two more years, I think, left on his rookie contract.
Oh, if you extend him. I just wanted to get your opinion.
He has a relationship with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
I would say for most rookies, it's their fourth year that is their make or break year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Mac Jones next year is going to be his make or break
year. Third year.
Based on how he behaved himself this year.
Right.
So it is a big year for them.
Definitely.
How are we doing on time?
We got 2 minutes. Should we quickly do Bruins and Celtics?
Yeah. Bruins are just an absolute tank right now. And
so they made history. They're the fastest team to 80 points.
They are on track for 66 points. The record is 66 wins. The record is 60.
I was going to say, they already have 80 points.
The record is 62.
Yeah.
Is this something they go for? Is this something that they just roll it out and try to maximize these wins and then fade at the end? I don't know.
Mike, the only thing that's important, I would think, for the Bruins is hoisting the Stanley Cup. Who cares about these records? Like, why does that matter? The only thing that matters
records only matter if you hoist the Stanley Cup.
That's right. The only thing that matters
is the 2007 Patriots.
If you win it all, right? Yeah, the undefeated season with the Patriots, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I think they need to continue to play. Obviously, they're playing well. Continue to do everything they would normally do. Give the rest days when they need the rest days, and not worry so much about setting records.
They're coming to towns now as an event. The circus is coming to town.
Yeah.
The offensive juggernaut that they have, the team that they have, they get scoring up and down the lineup. Their goals the other night, I don't know which, whatever one they've won like seven in a row again.
Yeah.
But the other night they won 4-0. All four goals were highlight reel goals.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and there was no junk or anything like that. They were all highlight reel goals.
Right.
And they're getting scoring from defensemen. They're getting scoring. Taylor Hall scored for the first time in 17 games. You wouldn't know. And normally you would be thinking, oh, my God, the Bruins suck because, you know, they're one of their top scorers
Taylor
is scoring.
Hall's not scoring.
You didn't even know because everybody else is scoring around them.
Hey, when we come back from break, Mike, we're going to preview our divisional round games.
I want to talk Celtics real quick.
A little bit of Celtics. And, of course, we're going to do the NFC and AFC championship game.
All right, we'll be right back.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro, or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
All right, welcome back to Mike and the Haas.
All right, Back Bay, Mike, the Back Bay Boathouse. Monday through Friday during lunch, you can get appetizer specials for $6, $9 sandwich specials, and $10 meal deals. Monday evenings, there's two entrees for the price of one. Wednesday evenings is 69-cent wings and half-off bottles of wine. Thursday evenings, which is tonight, $20 prime rib and kids eat free. Friday and Saturday, They have more prime rib and dinner specials. And Sunday, Mike, you pay by the ounce for your steak. So you get to go in there and say, I want a 20-ounce steak, and you'll pay $20. Or if I want a 9-ounce steak, I'll pay $9. And don't forget to reserve your igloo to sit on the deck during this winter. Visit the Back Bay Boathouse and make sure to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Nice. Couple shout-outs. Jen Schinner's won the trivia today. I'm going to
say that. I like it.
She's
congratulations,
a good friend
Jen.
Of the show.
Yep.
And I was at the boathouse yesterday, and I ran into the Bonifant family. It was Abby Bonifant's 21st birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Celebrating at the boathouse, so happy birthday,
you
Abby.
You know what? And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, longtime coach, Coach Underwood at Plymouth, passed away. Longtime baseball coach, had coached for years. He was also the principal of the middle school, and he coached many other sports. But Coach Underwood, think of him and his family, and he was an amazing coach and an amazing educator. So he passed away yesterday.
Before we get to the NFL playoffs, Celtics lost two games in Florida. They lost to Orlando, lost to Miami. They lost to Golden State last week.
Yes.
Did you watch the Golden State? It was the big hype. We hyped it up on the show on Thursday.
We did, yeah.
And they played Thursday night. They ended up losing in overtime.
Yeah.
I'm not a Celtics fan. I am a Celtics fan, even though some people don't think I'm a Celtics fan.
No, I know you're
I'm
a
not
Celtics
an NBA
fan.
Maybe that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I am not a Jason Tatum fan.
Right.
Jason Tatum had 32 points and 19 rebounds.
Right.
He's the reason that they lost the game, the Golden State game.
Well, they won in overtime. The Celtics. Are you talking about the January 19th game?
Oh, they won that game in overtime.
They won 121.
They almost lost it because of his three turnovers at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It was the softest 32 and 19 that I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It wasn't a clutch 32. Why they gave him player of the game, I do not understand. He's like the only player that starts his own NBA MVP chance.
Yeah.
He does it himself. He's on the bench and he starts, MVP. That's where I'm at with Jason Tatum.
Okay.
I'm there. It's absolutely ridiculous that the MVP chance that are coming for him.
Right.
He's not an MVP.
No.
Everybody's out this week. Marcus Smart is a knee injury, and Jalen Brown hurt,
right.
Like that.
Yep.
And so he's not playing with anybody. And I was thinking to myself, well, he's probably pretty happy about that because he doesn't play with anybody anyway.
Right. Yeah, the spotlight's just all Jason
he
Tatum.
He just wants that ISO ball, and that's what he would rather have. He does not want to win a team game. He doesn't. And I know I said this before Christmas last year, that's the problem, and this is starting to be the problem. Yes, they have a very good record. Yes, they're a good team when they're all playing well.
Right.
But Jason Tatum is going to be the reason they don't
win the championships. You know who's good? Peyton Pritchard. And he showed that. He showed that actually during the Golden State game. I mean, he comes off the bench and he's doing well. My fear, Mike, is that he could be trade bait. So,
getting a lot of time.
I know. He's one of my favorite bench players.
Well, you got Brogan there who's very good.
Yeah.
You got the white guy. He's very good.
Yes.
You know what I mean. What's his name? Not Dennis White.
His last name's White.
That's what I mean. Last name's White. What's
I know
his
that
first name?
I don't remember. But I'm laughing at you because it just came off funny. The white guy.
The white guy. So, anyway, this is my rant on Jason Tatum, and I've done it before, and I'm probably going to do it again because he's playing tonight, so why not?
How did I do on my picks last week? Probably not very well.
Oh, God, I forgot all those picks. I'll get it.
I was going to say. All right, so last week we had the divisional round playoffs, and I absolutely love playoff football. You always talk, Mike, about playoff hockey, which obviously is awesome as well, but there's nothing like playoff football. It's exciting. It was an exciting weekend to just sit and watch the games, and we bantered back and forth with some of our friends about the games. Bernie, of course, we talked a little bit about
doesn't compare to NHL hockey.
The Buffalo
playoffs.
Game. No, I get that. I get that, but it's still very exciting.
They were very well. I thought the weekend before was better games. I thought the wild card weekend had better games.
Yeah.
So
I don't disagree.
You want to know how you did?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the games.
Really
let's recap the games.
Okay. So the 40. So where are we going?
Do you have it right in front of you, Mike? Are the divisional games?
Well, who did I have it? But I just have the winner. So who did Kansas City play?
So
Jacksonville.
Kansas City played Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence.
And Trevor Lawrence.
And that's why Trevor Lawrence had his first loss on Saturday.
So I think Kansas City is beatable.
I mean,
Jacksonville.
Mahomes didn't play the second quarter, and you're right. And Jacksonville made it a game.
Yep, but it is being played in Kansas City, even though it shouldn't be. That should be the neutral site game, not the if Buffalo won been the neutral site game.
Sure.
This one because Cincinnati, I'm rooting for Cincinnati. We'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
Kansas City is beatable. Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. We saw Mac's reaction when he had his high ankle sprain.
Sure.
Mahomes came back in the game.
Right.
Mahomes is walking around pretty much normal. But he is going to be limited.
Absolutely.
Mahomes is going to be limited.
And Mahomes I think limited is...
It's a big deal because he does... Deal. You know, most of his stuff happens outside the pocket. Not that he's a running quarterback, but he keeps plays alive by his mobility behind the line of scrimmage. And that is going to be a factor. Cincinnati and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo still hasn't shown up for that game yet. I don't know where they were for it.
It was a tough game for them, for the Bills.
I think... And you know, we talked with Bernie, who's a big Buffalo Bills fan. That if I was a Bills fan, I'd be worried. I would be worried. I'd be worried if that window is closing now.
Mm-hmm.
With this group, I don't think the window is necessarily closing for Josh Allen for his career because he's young. You know, I think there's going to be another iteration of the Bills, but I think this window might be closing for this particular group.
What do you think of Stephon Diggs? His antics. Can we call it that?
If I were the Bills management, I would make sure I got rid of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, such a talented player, but to react that way.
It's a locker room killer.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time that he's done that.
Right.
And for him to leave right afterwards and not...
Yeah.
I think it's a bad look. It's another one of those diva wide receivers that makes it more about themselves. It's Terrell Owens and Dez Bryant.
Sure.
You know what they all have in common?
What?
No titles.
Yeah, good point.
The diva. Jerry Rice was not a diva. He has five rings.
Right, not at all.
The Patriots never had a diva receiver on their team that won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. When Randy Moss.
They didn't win with
Randy
Moss.
That's right, they didn't win.
They went undefeated, but they lost the Super Bowl.
That's right.
They never had the diva receiver and won.
Yeah.
I don't have them off the top of my head, but you can go back for a while. Those diva receivers are really, really difficult to win with because... Yes, they want to win, but similar to Tatum, they want to be the star. They want to be the star. And Diggs goes after Allen by the second quarter if he's not getting enough looks, or he goes after the offensive coordinator if he's not getting enough looks.
Throw away the ball, right.
So I think the Bills are in a little bit of trouble. I think they're in trouble with Sean McDermott. And I've been praising Sean McDermott since the DeMar Hamlin thing.
Sure.
But now that's a conspiracy, and maybe he's not with us anyway. So anyway, it's just ridiculous. But... as far as his leadership, but his team wasn't ready to play. His team, their game plan was horrible for that game. Cincinnati came ready to play.
They were ready.
Cincinnati had a specific game plan that was going to attack Buffalo.
And I said last week, I'm not a huge fan of Burrow, but boy, can he play. He was slinging it.
That guy can win.
Yeah, he sure can.
I mean, he walks with a strut, and he has got some confidence.
Yep.
Now, you saw the comments from the Buffalo GM.
Oh, yeah.
That we don't want to suck so we can get a Jamar Chase.
Yes.
And I went after him on Twitter, by the way. I don't know if you saw
I'll
that.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. But basically, I said, you suck for 20 years. Sorry, Bernie. You sucked for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's who you were. Yeah. You were the team that was drafting the number one, number two, number three, number four. How do you think you got Josh Allen?
Always, yeah.
Right. So it kind of kills me. These general managers think that, we've made it. We made the playoffs three years in a row.
Yeah.
No.
You make it when you win.
But you're also in there because you sucked bad enough that you drafted high enough to get a Josh Allen.
Right.
Try drafting in the 20s for 20 consecutive years and then come back and tell me, it's just, anyway. So that's just my rant on Buffalo. Philadelphia.
The Eagles, yeah.
They look good.
Wow.
They look good.
They looked exceptional. Yeah.
I think Philadelphia is for real. I think that we've got two massive championship games this weekend because we're going to do our picks in a second. And the 49ers, I thought the 49ers were dominant. I know Dak has been getting a boatload of crap for how he played, but
he played poorly.
He did, but is it the defense for 49ers that causes it? Because they do that to an awful lot of quarterbacks.
Or is it that Dak's really just not that good?
Maybe. Dak might be one of those guys that can pad the stats a little bit on some of the weaker teams.
Yeah. But when you play the better teams,
Dallas is going to have a tough time. They released most of their coaching staff. I don't know if you saw that.
Most of them, not
the head coach, but most of their coaching staff. But Dak's making $40-plus million a year. He's on the big contract. Guess who else is on their big contract next year? Josh Allen.
Yeah.
The Bills are already over the salary cap number. There's not a lot of room for them to be adding players.
Well, if they get rid of Diggs, they'll have a... have some money there.
They will. That is true.
Should we preview the games, the championship games?
How are we doing on time here?
Not well.
Okay.
So the NFC Championship game is 3 o'clock this Sunday. You have the San Francisco 49ers traveling to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. Vegas has the Eagles as a 2.5-point favorite, and the over-under, Mike, in this game is 46.5. Who do you like?
By the way, I was plus one.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I wanted to know.
So what do you? Plus five.
Okay, so Super Bowl is going to be huge for us.
Yeah, we're going to have to go like triple or nothing on Super Bowl.
Definitely. So San Francisco is just unbelievable with rookie quarterback Brock Purdy. What are they won like 12 in a row. But Philadelphia Eagles looked really good last week. So who do you have, Mike? You have got the 49ers. And I know that you've said before the 49ers are your pick for the Super Bowl. So are you still feeling that way as they travel into Philadelphia?
Yeah, they got to travel across the country, though. And you know that travel.
That travel will get you, Mike, every time.
I have the 49ers. Okay. I have the 49ers. Yeah. I think the 49ers for real. I think Brock Purdy is for real. Even though they're really similar to the 2000 Patriots, where they're winning on defense. They're winning on a good running game. I think Christian McCaffrey is
a stud. Yeah.
Philadelphia is legit. Jalen Hurts is legit. Jalen Hurts is a second round pick, by the way.
So good.
You don't need to be. Yeah. You don't need to Brandon. You don't need to suck to get a number one pick.
Wasn't Brock Purdy like the last player pick?
Last player pick.
Yeah, that's that's amazing.
So
Mike, I'm going to agree with you. You know that I love the 49ers, and I'm going to take San Francisco against the Eagles this week. They're going to beat the Eagles.
Okay. The other game is going to be a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game.
Yes,
the Cincinnati Bengals going to Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. And you kind of nailed this, Mike, like last week. The Chiefs look like they have a very large Achilles heel. The Chiefs didn't look good, and if Mahomes is banged up, which we know that he is, and they let Jacksonville back into that game. Burrow, you already said it a few minutes ago, the guy knows how to win. He's a stud. I think the Bengals are going to beat the Chiefs.
So do I. Sorry, you're not going to gain anything on me this week.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean,
I think that we're looking at a Bengals 49ers Super Bowl, which is a rematch from like 89 or whatever it is when Montana and I think was Boomer playing. Kenny Anderson?
Yeah. No, was that the Icky Shuffle? What was that? Or is that?
No, I think that was later.
Icky Woods.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah. But I don't think it was then. But It is going to be a rematch. I mean, the NFL's been around long enough that you're going to start having these rematches. I liked the rematches that were happening before. We got to get going.
Yep.
Before the San Francisco Dallas game, because that brought you back to the 80s with those awesome
good stuff.
So anyway, all right. We're going to wrap things up here. We want to once again thank our advertisers supporting Mike and the Hoss and WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway,
Seco Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
the Full Belly Deli,
Hancock Lumber,
the Back Bay Boathouse,
and the Heinz Group of Philadelphia and London. And thank you once again, John. Doing great back there. And we will be back next Thursday for more Mike and the Hoss.